Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between evaluation and criticism. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
This is your chance to judge all you want. You are a good person. You try not to judge. But right now, at this moment, on the buzz, you are free to judge. It's a Judgment Zone. And now I know I'm not going to tell you what I did if I took the advice of this cute little old lady. I'm not going to tell you until I get the verdict.
Will you tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I will. Okay. I will honestly tell you if I did this, if I snuck in or not without paying. I will be honest. So last Friday, we went to the Hilton football game. Oh. Now, my husband, Mike Danger, was doing a TV thing for it, filling in. And my teenage daughter wanted to go because she always wants to go. And my little nephew, 5 years old, wanted to go too. And I'm like, oh, okay. Now, I love Hilton. I love the school. But I will be honest with you, I don't like the cold.
Two words, Sandy.
What?
Ryan Botts, star quarterback.
It's not a typical Friday for me going to Friday Night Lights, but whatever. Okay, so my little nephew wanted to go. I wanted to go. So I'm like, okay, fine. That's good. I hate to just drop off my teenager at the game anyhow, even though she says all the parents do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's still not right with me. I'm still in denial that I have a teenager.
That umbilical cord is massive long, isn't
right.
it? Yeah.
So pull into the parking lot and she goes, okay, so you have money, right? I'm like, I have money. Oh, no. I got to pay to get in? Really? She's like, Mom. And we're in the middle of the parking lot right now. Mom, really? I get in because I have a student ID. Vinny, he's 5. He'll probably be able to get in. But you? Yeah, you have to pay. And she's looking at me like her teenage hormonal way. Really? That little snotty face that your teenager gives you. I'm like, not that bad. Why did you remind me? I don't know. I forgot. How much is it?
Really? Did you say really?
Really?
Really? Really? Yeah. Really?
Really?
Yeah.
$2. Really? Really? I'm like, oh, yeah. You would think I would have $2 on me, but I don't. I don't even have $2 on me.
So funny.
Really? So she's like, okay, well, bye. She just goes. I'm like, you little brat. Okay, fine. And then I'm like, Vinny, I'm sorry, honey.
No, Vinny's?
My little nephew. Oh,
okay.
5 years old. I said, Vinny, honey, Aunt Sandy doesn't have money. And he goes, you don't have money?
I know.
I'm like, I know. I dropped the ball. But I want to go, Aunt Sandy. I'm like, okay. And then this little cute lady, I said little old lady. She wasn't really old. She was like Spazano's age. She was you know what? Just go around the gate that's open. It's always open. Don't worry. I'm like, you what? I should sneak in.
Ooh.
She's like, yes, it's fine. Just go. Yeah, look at, he wants to go to the gate. Just go sneak in. Oh, my God. I should sneak in to a high school football game and not pay the $2 to get in?
Oh, my goodness.
And it was tempting.
So to jump the gate, jerk or justified? To go in to a paid event.
High school. Obviously, they're fundraising. Right.
That's jerk. Jerk move.
Jerk.
Yeah. Jerk move because, you know, they need every cent they can get to keep those lights on, to keep those kids going. I mean, look at what they've produced over at Hilton. That quarterback, Ryan Botts. I mean, if they didn't have the support of the community, I mean, $2 is just $2. First, then they wouldn't be. Maybe there would not be a star quarterback, Ryan Butts.
First of all, she already pays taxes in the town, school taxes. Second of all, her daughter's a student. Well, obviously, that's why she pays. Well, you pay taxes either way. But anyway, daughter's a student. You're probably paying for stuff that she's not even going to use anyway. Also, her husband was working the game. So usually when something like that happens, yeah, the wife or spouse is invited to come. A plus one. It's completely justified. $2.
222 Buzz. You're going to call up and say, jerk, I'm positive.
All of Hilton is going to just attack me. I know it. And that is fine. The judgment zone, you are free to judge.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what I did after the verdict.
I mean, all the volunteers, the Booster Club, that take the money, they get the little box. I mean, they're out there in the cold, too, with their freezing fingers, their fingerless gloves, with their teeth chattering.
How many?
You try to skate off on $2.
How many popcorn buckets and car washes and coupon books do you have to buy before you actually get a perk back from the school district? $2, you pay your taxes, your husband was there. It's justified across the board.
I want to take your first call. You are on the jury in the judgment zone every morning right here exclusively on Spazano and Sandy. Let's go. Hi, the Buzz, Jerk Justified.
Sandy, sorry, you're a jerk.
Okay, wait, I won't tell you what I did yet until you give me the verdict. Jerk or justified?
Definitely justified.
How's that?
Well, it's $2, and it's not like everybody does it.
Yeah, but when one person does it, everybody else can do it. And what are you teaching your kids that are walking in with you? It's like so criminal.
The kid's 5 or however old he was.
He understood that he had to pay to get in, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a high school football game.
It's not even worth $2.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan Butts, quarterback, come on. Was the lady that gave you the advice the athletic director?
I don't know who she was.
The principal?
I have no idea.
The coach?
Was it a sting? You think it was a sting?
The booster club
sting.
President? That's why it's a jerk.
No, it's justified. It's not like she did it on purpose. It's like, all right, here's the plan. I'm purposely not bringing money because I'm not paying for this garbage. She got caught in a corner where she didn't have money. And it's $2. Go in the side door. That's probably what the side door is there for. For the, you know, it's for like the welfare of ticket entry.
Yeah, sure. Next time I want to go see a movie, I'll figure out a way to get in without paying to go see a movie over at the theater.
You don't pay movie taxes. You pay school taxes as a Hilton resident.
You know what? I pay taxes any place I walk on is taxes.
Right? Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. No, you just if there's something that they charge for the event, there's a reason to charge for the event.
Movie is private property. School is public property.
222-2899. You tell me. Is the advice from that lady, jerk or justify, to sneak in when you don't have the money to get in? What do you think? Hello, The Buzz.
Jerk.
It's
you could go to the ATM and get money out.
Mm.
You're going to pay $2 in service fees to pay $2 to go into a game.
You don't get charged if you go to your own bank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then $2 in gas to go to your own bank. It's $2 is my point. It's $2.
Well, besides, you're going to need cash to get like hot cocoa and snacks for your nephew anyway.
Oh, Sandy's not buying that stuff for her kid, for her nephew.
She's too cheap.
God, you knows me so well.
Stop. She's not that cold-hearted.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerker justified.
Justified.
No, justified.
Can I have that in a... Can I have that in a C major now, please?
You must not have a kid in school. You must never had to.
Don't.
Okay, that's why.
Bad. I've stuck into so many high school football games this time.
And what was your vote again?
Justified.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
All right, 222-2899, jerk or justified? What do you think?
It's a jerk move, Sandy.
Thanks, Bill.
Wow, he was not going back on that vote.
Get a call?
Yeah.
There you go.
What do you think, jerk or justified?
I'm going to say it's jerk because that money goes towards new equipment. Mm-hmm.
What are you going to buy with $2? Some tape?
One person is $2.
Maybe some extra pencils over there at Hilton?
No, I am at a local school, but we pay a lot more than $2.
Yeah, really, yeah. That's
you
a good
do?
Price.
Yeah. Is $2 a deal?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's normally like $6.
Really?
Where's that?
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And you still, like the other caller said, you still got to pay for food and your hot cocoa or soda.
Yeah, you may as well just reach.
All that money, the boosters do that so that at like the end of the year they can have a pizza party for the players or their award dinners, or it's just to help the team. It funds the team.
Your vote is taken as jerk.
Thank you.
And another one.
Hi, what do you think? Jerk or justified to sneak into a high school football game without paying because you don't have money?
Justified.
Bam.
Oh, man. She just made it a hung jury.
Oh, thanks a lot, lady.
She just made it a hung jury. Now, this is the advice that a lady gave me in the parking lot because I was like, oh, crap, I totally forgot I have to pay to get in.
It happens. You just bring $4 next time.
There you go. How about that? Here's the thing. Wouldn't the players rather have support by somebody being in there who didn't have $2? Wouldn't they rather have you there and not pay than not there at all? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You're there for the players. Have the stadium full. The encouragement. Yep. Right.
$2 does not dissuade people from, guys, we can't go.
No, but we did have the money. You're at the point where you don't have the money, Scott. You're standing in the parking lot. And now I was either tempted by taking the advice of the lady and sneaking into that side gate, or just saying, breaking the news to my nephew and saying, hey, listen, buddy, we'll go to the next game. We got to go home. Man. We don't have money.
He doesn't understand. He's 5 years old.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Thank you.
So thanks. I will tell you, now that it's a hung jury, I will tell you what I actually did after the next call, which is going to decide the case. Right here, you are the juror who's going to decide the verdict in this.
Oh, come on.
Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Oh, you're
jerk.
Why did you sing it in
there? Jerk.
Everybody's part of the halftime show, I guess.
Dang.
And thank you.
Have a mediocre day. At best.
I did not take the advice. I drove to my sister's house, who was 2 minutes away, and I asked her, bummed money off of her.
Beautiful.
So I did not. I thought it would be jerk.
Oh, my God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.